Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good morning, I'm Kelly. I'm going to change the tone here because I'm a fussy little bitch this morning. I don't know if it's 2020 that changed the way the crowds of the world are or what, but I hate crowds right now, and specifically crowds. And I'm taking it out on the wrong people. I went to see a comedian last night. I'm not going to say her name because I feel like she's struggling. What's that most recent show that came out with that older comedian who gets the younger writer fame?
Hacks.
I feel like this lady is going through what the comedian in the beginning of Hacks went through, where she's older and she's really funny and she's used to drawing really big crowds, but the crowds are starting to dwindle, or maybe she's got a bad night here or there and she takes it out on the crowd. And last night, a comedian called this crowd that I was in misogynistic, and there were only like 26 of us there and six of us being women sitting right in front of her supporting her. And I was just looking at her like, I don't know where this is going, but it seems like you're lecturing us. And I don't care for that. And everybody keeps talking about how funny you are. And she'd have these little pops of moments where she was funny. And then she'd be mean. And I don't mean it like there are some crowd or comedians that work a crowd and they're mean to their crowd. And it's a way to get a reaction. She was mad because there were 26 people there on a Thursday night, and that place can hold like probably 200 people.
Like, sure, we bust the balls of the audience at the Live at Night shows.
Absolutely.
But it's because we're grateful they're there.
Yeah, it's not,
and it's part of the fun. It's not, yes, we're never mad at them.
I think we do it more as like a snarky and almost,
yes,
flirty kind of way. Like,
absolutely.
It's that I'm being mean to you because I love you.
Yeah,
kind
and
of thing.
She was going off because there were a couple jokes she told that just fell flat. Or to be totally and completely honest with you, they were dated. They were jokes I have heard 1,000 times. And then she'd say something that was funny and she'd get a pop and she'd be like, oh, okay, so you're one of those dumb crowds. I can always tell when I've got a smart crowd or a dumb crowd. Don't worry, there's more poop jokes coming. And it's like, what you just said wasn't a poop joke that everybody laughed at. And then she'd look right at our table and be like, and the women are the worst. And we're laughing. And I'm looking at her like, I could ruin you right now if I really wanted to.
Energy she was getting from you.
Yeah, me and my five best friends every morning have to do this to each other in a way where other people will laugh with us and then call into our show where we can beat up on them and we can all laugh together. Lady, you're throwing punches in the wrong direction. I was like, I swear to God, you look at me one more time, I'm going to ruin your show. I'm either going to stand up and not say anything and just stare at you so you can be incredibly uncomfortable, or I'm going to show you what funny actually is, and I'm going to make this crowd laugh at your expense. And I'm just standing there like, I hate you. And I got friends who have tickets to see this lady tonight, and I'm like, she's not good. I hated it.
I want you to go back.
I would, but I'm going out of town this weekend to party with a bunch of group of misogynistic women, I guess.
Oh yeah,
based on what this lady thinks. It was crazy.
Kelly's mean vagina gang has another party.
That's right, man. I'm going to be ho-railing or whatever you guys were talking about, trains yesterday, all weekend long. It's going to be great.
Ho-railing.
Isn't that what y'all call it?
I think he said ho-scale, which is the
model
training.
Well, it's
actually
H-O.
It's ho.
Yeah. You're running ho trains.
Yeah, exactly.
Running ho trains, yeah.
That's exactly what I'm going to be doing this weekend while some, aged out comedian's not yelling at me. Sorry.
To be fair, if there's one thing about you that's always bothered me, it's how much you always hate women.
I know, right? I hate them.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's definitely not the other way around.
At one point, the table was like, not the person to be looking at and saying that to, lady. And again, the switch, right? Like, I've been to comedy shows where the comedian beats up on the crowd. It's brutal and it's funny. Mm-hmm. It's happened at our live shows. But there's that switch where it's like, did you do too many drugs before you came out here and now you're mad at the wrong people because your agent didn't sell out this show on a Thursday night?
You can tell when it's done out of anger versus out of comedy. You can tell.
Yes.
Like, no one ever got mad at Don Rickles or our pal Jimmy Pardo when they, make fun of the audience.
And then the whole, like, I'm older, so I've been doing this, and I'm a woman, and I've been doing this, and I paved the way, and you should know me, and you should laugh at my jokes, and if you don't get this joke, well, you're just stupid. And it's like, hey, I could humble you really quickly and tell you I've heard this joke 30 times, and whether you're the first person to tell it or not, 30 years later, the fact that you're still riding the coattails of this joke tells me that maybe you need some new comedy. Like, don't be mad at me because I can point that out after one joke. Like, and I wasn't even doing that. And now I'm doing it just because I don't like her because she yelled at me last night. You don't even know me, lady. Like, I don't know who gave you bad coke, but do better drugs and have better comedy or whatever before you come out on stage. It was so weird. Anyway, that was my night. Thanks for letting me get that out.
I really do want you to go back because I want this video to go viral.
And I sat close too.
Kelly and a woman yelling at each other at a comedy club.
See, I think I'd just make it awkward by just staring and not smiling. Cause like there's nothing, I can't imagine anything worse than somebody. Cause at our show, if there's somebody front row is just staring at you like they don't want to be there, it's hard not to look at that person and be like, are you enjoying this? Are you one of those people who just sits through funny movies but just doesn't laugh, but you're enjoying it? Or did you get dragged here? Do you hate this? Are we not funny? And so I'm sitting there like a golden retriever in the front row, like, hell yeah, I'm going to love this show. And now I'm going to keep smiling because I don't want to get hit in the face. Like, she talked about hitting people. I was like, okay, at least that's kind of funny. But
yeah, it's more in your vein. Like you talk about pushing kids and stuff.
Yeah. At one point she talked about shoving children and she's a mom. So I was like, she gets it. And she got a pop of a laugh and she's like, oh yeah, abuse jokes make you laugh. And I'm like, okay, well now I don't want to laugh.
You just told one.
I hate you.
Pick a lane, lady.
Yeah, you say you hit people. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And like, so expected because your name ends in an I.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always weird when comedians lose their S like that. I don't remember the guy's name, but you remember in Omaha that guy that lost his mind. I think he was the middle guy.
No, right? He was the headliner. He was on our show. That's why I went.
I couldn't remember, but that was so awkward. I was so happy we were not in the front row for that.
No,
show.
We had that discussion. Like, do we go and say, hey, enjoy it? Because he yelled at a table because he thought they were laughing to make fun of him, and a lady just had a weird laugh. So then he kicked them out.
Oh,
they were upset. The crowd kind of took their side. Then he asked them to bring him whiskey on the stage and did three shots, stood there a minute and said, I don't know where I was. Who knows where I was? And then tried to get the energy back of the room, and it was
sucked out dry.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. It's so awkward to see somebody do that, too, because it's like, I bought tickets to come and see you because I like you. And now I feel like I picked the wrong person to like again in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, yelling at the people in the room because other people didn't come is kind of a strange thing.
Yeah, like, I'm here. Why are you fussy with me?
Yeah, I'm surprised the two of you aren't moving in together.
I know. Yeah. I could love her if she was a lawyer.
Yeah, well, you don't know what her schooling background is.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true, right? Yeah. Actually.
She is.
She
maybe she's not using hers either.
Doesn't she just have to have been a lawyer?
Yeah, she could just tell me she was and I'd believe it. Tell me you're writing a book, I'll move across.
I was just about to say, I know she has
you.
A book coming out.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.